stupid dick. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Homo.
Nobody brought you in a picture of...
Of the Jacobson, the sportscaster. No, but I know Kim Martucci.
Yeah, I'll find a picture here and try to let you get the one-on-one with those two.
Is it Linda Jacobson?
No, it's Dana Jacobson.
Dana Jacobson.
Big cow of a woman on ESPN.
I want her.
Here's another TV thing I was just telling you about. This morning on the Today Show, they had Tiger Woods on.
Yes.
And he was hyping his brand-new Xbox game,
mm-hmm.
which to me looks great because the come-on is... that you download your picture into the game,
okay.
and it actually puts your face on a guy's body.
That's cool. I like that already.
And when they demoed it today with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, uh-huh. the first thing with this thing goes up on the big screen. Of course, the one figure looks like Tiger Woods.
Right.
The other guy actually looks like Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer says, hey, hold on. Why is my bald spot so big?
And he was kind of gay for a Tiger.
Yes, and then there was... 40 seconds of just what I call out-and-out gayness when he starts talking about how tight his shirts are fitting.
Matt's a big fan. He's
anyway,
a big golfer.
Matt Lauer and Tiger Woods.
Hey, Tiger, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Can I just be, apropos of nothing, when I saw you in the hallway there, I caught a glimpse of you before. You were here a couple of years ago on the show, and I haven't seen you in that time. You have gotten... Your whole body has changed. Are you working out that much harder now than you did a few years ago?
Not fat.
He's a fat.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, that is.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
That's a man crush.
I'm just getting fat.
No, it's not fat. I'm talking about muscle. I mean, when you first walk in, I thought that's like one of his security guards here. You're much bigger.
I am a little bit, yeah.
How much do you weigh today versus a couple of years ago?
Probably about 7 to 10 pounds heavier.
Are you wearing tighter shirts on tour too? Come on.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I've gone to extra small.
Yeah, right.
How gay is that?
I'm just looking at a picture of Dana Jacobson right now. Oh, break me off a piece of that.
That's an outstanding representative.
Yes, Mr. Adams.
That's an outstanding representative picture of what she looks like. She got that big, gigantic horse face.
Is there a chance she was a roommate of Megan McGrath? I'm not sure.
She is. She's got a mouthful of Osmond teeth.
But it looks to me like right down here we got a little camisole top.
She
that
has,
looks like the lady. Milady has a little lace.
She has no boobs.
We have a tape of her.
Do we?
Really?
Oh, we do?
Friends.
She goes, well, now I know both of them. Boy, now it's a toss-up.
I would do Kim Martucci before her any day of the week.
I just like to have them both together.
Uh-huh.
You know, so they enjoyed each other's company, if you know what I mean.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I joined in.
Gotcha.
We're talking about a perfect world.
Yeah.
And then Tiger Woods, the bigger, stronger, bulkier Tiger Woods would come in.
Without ruining anyone's privacy, mm-hmm. I was told by a friend of mine who works on the show that he was at a party recently.
Yes.
With a woman that we all know independently.
All yes. Right.
And that this particular woman said that she would be interested in trying lesbianism.
I'm gonna give it a shot. Just curious, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
And this person said that this lady said this while she was wearing a bathing suit.
Really?
Yeah, because this person was
I might know who you're talking
this
about.
This person was at a party with this woman at a pool.
Wow. Okay.
And this all person right. also did about 1,000 tablets of X before he went.
Well, that's just any day.
That's incredible. Did you take the brown acid, Buzz?
I did.
Okay, good for you.
Wow, Buzz. Mm-hmm. You know, to live vicariously. Yeah. Geez, one day just to be Buzz's belt buckle would be fantastic.
Be neat. Look at all the stuff you'd
busy,
see.
Busy, busy, busy.
I wonder which WJFK employee it was.
You know, only Buzz could go to a party. I'm just shooting the ass with him outside. Like,
hypothetically.
You know, how was your weekend? You looking forward to vacation?
Right.
And he just throws out, oh, yeah, it's like, you know, so-and-so? Yeah. I was at a party this weekend. She was like one step away from saying she wanted to go lesbian.
Yeah.
And incidentally.
And wanted to go lesbian in front of you.
Well, I can only assume
sure.
and hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and incidentally, she fills out her top real nice.
That's yeah.
How was that?
An observation that I had made, yes.
Really nice. Yeah. Huh?
I told fine. Mike who good. It is. I told Mike. I
oh, good.
Good, 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 good.
No, I don't mind at all.
Really good in the bikini.
It was, yeah, it was quite fine.
All right, good. Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I done it, Mike.
You feeling uncomfortable now?
Oh, not really.
Okay, good.
No.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out how to
That's right, Robbie. You got it.
Oh, cool.
Rob figured it out.
Trying to figure out
how to... Let me see. Rob, did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She lies over the ocean.
Uh-huh.
She lies over the sea.
All right. Stop. All right. Oh, telephone.
Stand by, Buzz. probably calls about that horse lady. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. I was just wondering if you knew that Dana Jacobson is a sportscaster from Sacramento.
Oh, my God. When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Go to a field, steal some lettuce, and stuff your face with it until you gag.
Thank you.
Chinese lettuce.
Talking about the Little League kids earlier. Now I want to talk about the 120 kids who make up the Connellsville Area High School Marching Band in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I love marching bands.
Well,
I love parades.
This band, somebody gave them cookies laced with chocolate X-lax. Band on the run. Quoting the school superintendent, we know who did it. He says the people responsible will be charged when all is said and done.
Charlie and Harrigan.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
But it is not done.
It's justchocolate.com. It's a website of the Charlie and Harrigan show.
Wow. Just chocolate. They still have to tally up the cases of uncontrollable diarrhea. Fortunately, no one had to be hospitalized.
Thank God.
Not this time.
Thank God.
When do they start the fundraiser for new uniforms?
Washington, D.C. has the most fat kids in the U.S.
Yes!
New numbers show that nearly 1 in 4 of the kids in D.C. between the ages of 10 and 17 is overweight. Nearly 1 in 4.
Hey, did you ever think that growing up in the District of Columbia would pay off like that?
I don't want to play Little League. I don't want to play. I got my video game.
Where's Mayor Fenty?
Come on, Mayor Fenty.
I want to lick your head. It looks like an ice cream cone.
We need more Baskin Robbins.
I know I need to lose weight. You know, I'm no dummy.
Hi, I'm a 13-year-old boy.
Where's the guy that went to the deli? I love him.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Balls on fire.
Oh, yeah.
KLIF 1190, Charlie and Harrigan.
D.C.'s fat kids are the buckle on a fat belt that rides low on the country from the southeast to the southwest. And that's after we spent $35 billion on diet-related products and services last year. But in the latest survey, obesity rates were up in every state in the union and down in no states. Mississippi is the fattest state in the union, with 1/3 of its adults officially obese.
You can talk, bitch.
By the way, at the Texas State Fair this year, deep-fried banana pudding.
Ooh.
Check it out.
Rob Spiewak.
And now a message to U.S. Americans from Miss Teen South Carolina.
Oh, yes.
She says she, quote, completely misunderstood the question.
Right. It was so complex.
In Friday's Miss Teen USA pageant. Question was, yeah, I know you remember, why can't 20% of Americans find the U.S. on a map?
Yeah, we had a good time with that tape yesterday.
Enjoyed it immensely. Her frantic, fumbling answer has already had nearly 4 million hits on YouTube. How much would you pay for an ad on YouTube now? And although we're just now hearing about it, a Republican senator who's argued against gay rights was arrested last June in a Minneapolis airport men's room.
Anybody in here?
It's Larry Craig. Hello, are there any young boys in here?
Idaho's Larry Craig agreed to plead guilty to...
Can you spare a square?
Disorderly conduct.
I need some help wiping over here.
The senator.
You're an attractive young man, say. You ever wanted to serve America?
Well, all I'd like to do is serve you right now.
And, of course, he turns out to be a gay porn star.
That's Larry Craig. I wonder, can I help you shake? I just want to help you shake.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
Back in June, the senator pled guilty to, you know, make it go away. He didn't bother to tell his family about the incident at the time. Today, he says he regrets entering that guilty plea of disorderly conduct. The charge was originally lewd conduct. Police have...
This is Senator Larry Craig. Mind if I take your pants off? Just take a bit.
And don't forget, he goes into the bathroom at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport looking to get laid from some guy who's on the toilet.
The Lindbergh Terminal, to be specific. Now, police have turned it into something ugly as far as Senator Larry Craig is concerned. The police are saying that Larry was busted by an undercover cop who says the senator signaled him by tapping his right foot and then using that foot to touch the officer's foot. The senator supposedly also allegedly ran his hand along the underside of the partition between the two stalls.
I'm as hard as rock candy.
That was Larry Craig. Here's my signal. Let me in.
I advise running your hand along anything in a bathroom.
Yeah.
That's clean.
The underside.
That is so that's grosser than the gay sex.
No splatter factor there.
Larry Craig here, I want you on that toilet seat.
This is my stance.
Look at my sexy foot.
That's right.
Senator, your stance is so wide.
I tap your foot. Did anything happen besides just that?
He used apparently a hand signal, something along this line or this line. Nobody can see this on the radio, but it was a sort of a come on signal, apparently.
Okay.
According to the undercover officer. And that's about it. The senator says he was reaching down to pick up a piece of paper. The undercover cop says there was no piece of paper. That's how the story
goes. What makes gay?
And as you mentioned, senator says he was just using a wide stance to relieve himself and that the touch was accidental. Senator Craig, husband and father of three, says this is all just a big misunderstanding. In his news conference this afternoon, he said, I am not gay and have never been gay.
Yeah, and that's why you pleaded guilty to the charge.
Disorderly
conduct. Back when nobody knew about it, when you were in the men's room looking for something hard.
Now he's got the defense.
He's up for re-election next
year. Why doesn't he just be like Mike Vick and find God?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through this situation, I found Jesus.
In the men's room.
Amen. Up till now, he's been a key member of Mitt Romney's campaign in Idaho. Not anymore.
That guy. I am Mitt Romney with my perfect square head.
Don't forget John Voight's for that guy.
He is.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, in the olden days, cops used to round up hookers as they walked their beats, but today's beat is the internet, and there's a hooker on every corner.
I got to get off that beat.
31-year-old Tanya.
That's a beat I got to get off.
Oh, I'm beat.
31-year-old Tanya Karimi put up a semi-nude picture of herself on Craigslist along with her phone number and the name of her Milwaukee suburb. The ad said she charged more to travel. An undercover detective answered the ad and was allegedly offered sex for $200. The woman says she only did it to pay her mortgage and that her newlywed husband didn't know about it.
Yee.
The police continue their patrols along the street known as Craigslist.
Does the expression, shut your ass up, ring any bells?
That's Senator Larry Craigslist.
Right. And a team of crime-fighting strippers came to the rescue in Nashville. A team of crime-fighting strippers.
No, I was going back to the end.
I'm trying to get the time just right here.
You know what? Don't worry about the time.
All right. Senator Larry Craig.
Screw the time. Larry Craig didn't worry about the time when when he was looking for something in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You take your time right now, Buzz.
I will.
Think of this as the handicap stall in the Lindbergh Terminal at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. And think of Mike and I as two guys taking a dump who you want to come in and rape.
Let me run my hand along the bottom of this story.
Take your time, Buzz.
A team of crime-fighting strippers came to the rescue in Nashville earlier this year. The girls who dance at the Deja Vu are not stupid. They knew there was reason to be suspicious of the guy who was making it rain on the night of April 16th. And then they noticed there was something odd about the $100 bills that fell from this man.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
They were right. The girls notified the cops. Cops notified Secret Service. The man who made it rain now faces up to 20 years in prison for counterfeiting. The Deja Vu, by the way, has a $6 cover and table dances for $15. And because it's total nudity, it's also bring your own beer.
You should have brought your friend there for that party on Saturday night, Mike.
Yeah, it might have been better.
And finally, Friday night in Denver, a man was arguing with his girlfriend who was driving along I-65. He asked her to either stop arguing or pull over the car. She didn't do either, so he jumped out of the car, which was moving at 65 miles an hour at the time.
Oh!
He's going to be okay. He's in the hospital.
Yeah!
But it's not as painful as arguing. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
See you tomorrow, everybody. We get out of here. Let's have another meeting 20 hours from now.
Very good.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Head.
I hope nothing's wrong with Robert.
I'm Senator Larry Craig.
Robert Adams?
Yes, I hope he's well.
Fairfax Hospital?
I don't know the floor.
Burning and itching.
Ninth floor.
Okay.
Wiener.
This is the Don and Mike Show.